Good, y'all. Welcome back to the Creepy Tales Podcast. We are back for another episode this week, and it is your host with the most, Dub. And I have a very special guest with me today, one of my homeboys. Been together since we was out here. Athletic trainers man. Freshman year of college. David, man, say hello to the people.
Oh, what's up, y'all? What's up?
All right, so we got a little bit of a different episode today. Like, you already know, I've been experimenting with some other formats for the episodes. So I got one conspiracy theory that I find this shit hella interesting. I've heard about it in a couple of different ways before. But, yeah, we're going to get into that. And then after that, we're doing a little bit of story time, you feel me? So, yeah, we're going to do that. So the first conspiracy theory today is about the 27 Club. Are you familiar with this?
It sounds like some Renaissance shit.
Man, I ain't in Renaissance shit. It started people knowing what it was. Like it started happening like the 40s, right? Or some shit. But people didn't really start like identifying as like the 80s. So the 27 Club is essentially this conspiracy theory that connects a lot of famous people with their death at the age of 27. So, yeah, like, you think, like, oh, whatever, like, that shit ain't really happening like that. But, nah, it's actually a lot of fucking people.
Let me guess.
So, Pac is not one of them, nah. He was, like, I don't know how old he was, but, Kurt Cobain from Nirvana, the lead singer and guitarist for Nirvana, Janis Joplin, old rock singer, Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix, John Michael I always fuck up his last name, but Basquiat, the painter, yeah, he got down part of 27 Club. There's a lot of other people. I honestly, I don't really know a lot of the other people's music, like, for anything. Fredo Santana, 27 Club, Fat Pat, it's a lot of people, but, then other people, like, some other folks might know them, but Jim Morrison, Brian Jones, Ron McKernan. Yeah, it's a hella folks. Like, you see the list right here. But, yeah, it's hella folks, though. But, yeah, essentially, it's this conspiracy that pretty much ties the fact that certain celebrities, I hear some people say these celebrities are, like, painters, like actors. It's a lot of people, but they say either they made a deal with the devil to achieve fame within a respective field, and then the devil kills him at 27. That's one idea. But then also it just says there's some type of like other world link that kind of connects extremely talented people to take them out the world at 27. And it's just crazy that so many of these people died in similar ways at 27. Almost everyone on the entire list has died of an overdose also.
And one has died for it.
Overdose. Like, it's some wild shit. What you think about it?
Damn, it's just thinking, bro. I see Jimi Hendrix on here.
Yeah, I love Jimi Hendrix.
That's the one nigga that's some
top. I love Jimi Hendrix, bro.
Man, this shit crazy.
I love Kurt Cobain too, though, because I fuck with rock music heavy.
Dang. This is kind of creepy, though.
Yeah, bro. A lot of folks don't be knowing about it like that, but I think that shit real, no cap. Even Mac Miller talked about it, and like he said he was hoping to join the 27 Club. He said it in he's hoping not to join 27 Club. I'm tripping. What song was that? I don't even remember. I can't even think what song it was. But Mac Miller talked about one of his lyrics, and he died like 26 or some shit.
Based off his show, you want to show
MTV show? Yeah,
like, best episode on that show when he had the party in 2012 in the World's Fair.
Yes.
He had a party. He said, I want everybody to drop on the ground and let me party by myself at 12 o'clock.
Dang.
That's how, but that dude was dope. And then, like, dang, he did do some kind of devilish stuff, too.
Low key. Now, how old was Mac Miller? I think, yeah, he was like 26 whenever he died. But he was like right
over. Old enough, right?
Yeah, Mac Miller had older. I think they said they laced like one of his pills with fentanyl or some shit. Yeah, but that fentanyl ain't no joke. That shit smooth be taking niggas out.
Ain't no lie. Sometimes I have this theory that some of these celebrities kill themselves just get richer.
Which
like
mean,
for their family.
Like to get the notoriety behind the name and kind of like boost their shit up.
Come on, like think about it. Like nobody was fucking with Prince. before he died. I mean, they fucking with his music. I mean, yes, they were fucking with his music, but like, think about it.
Nigga, Prince was still touring.
I mean, he was still touring, but that nigga's shit skyrocketed way more.
It was, but I mean, it's always gonna skyrocket whenever you die, but like, nigga, Prince was still Prince.
I mean, yeah, Prince is like one. Nobody else can't be like Prince.
Yeah.
I mean, only comparing to is Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that really is it, but okay. Yeah, I know this show about conspiracy theories and shit. Prince or Michael Jackson, though.
Oh, shit, this shit. Okay, I'm ready for this shit.
I already got my answer. It's one of ours I fuck with way more.
You talking about who's better than Michael Jackson?
Now, like, in between Prince and Michael Jackson, it's one person who I just fuck with way more out of the two.
He white or black?
Wait, what?
Is he a white person or black person?
Not me, like, out of them two.
Oh, who I fuck with more?
Like, yeah, out of Michael Jackson and Prince, who you fuck with more?
I only fuck with a certain type of... I used to light-skinned Michael Jackson, brown-skinned Michael Jackson. I fuck with brown-skinned Michael... Brown-skinned Michael Jackson was a nigga with the fro. He was a nigga back then.
I mean, sure. Okay, wait, do you count Pretty Young Thing as brown-skinned Michael Jackson?
That's the between. Because, like, think about it. Thriller was when he was between, too.
Yeah.
That's when he came. That's when he came. That's that mix.
That's my favorite Michael Jackson. I still like White Michael though. White Michael still had them bops. Don't sleep.
I'm screaming White Michael Jackson.
Or black and white too. Or black and white. Oh. Dirty Diana was White Michael too.
What's the one he racing the motorcycle with the cartoon? What's one of it?
I don't know.
I think that's Dirty Diana.
Wait, what's the Dirty Diana?
Well, he roaming around the motorcycle with this. He turns into a cartoon. He's on a motorcycle. That's like one of the best videos. Like, come on.
I can't remember. Bro, nigga, I'll tell you why White Michael is called Smooth Criminal. Ooh! Smooth motherfucking criminal, bro.
I still don't understand how you hit that shit.
Like, man, I be trying that shit so much, but I've been trying this since I was a jit, bro. At least once a week, I try to do that, Lane. I'm not going to hold you. I can get pretty deep, but I ain't Michael.
Shit, I don't need to hit it, cause bro.
Oh yeah. I think Usher done did it before too.
Chris Brown's better than Usher.
Yeah, he is. I give you that. Yeah, he is. Chris Brown is cold, but I ain't gonna lie. I think Chris Brown got alien DNA or some shit. Like, we back to conspiracy theory shit. Chris Brown a motherfucking alien, cause this nigga talented too much shit. This nigga can sing, rap, dance, ass. But I'm like, what can this nigga not? If he can paint, this nigga is an amazing artist. Why does this nigga need all that talent, bro? There ain't no reason for all that.
You think God just chose, like, oh, I'm gonna give you athletic.
Yeah. Smart.
You gonna be singing this shit.
And then sometimes he just throw a little bit of everything inside the whole pot. Like, who else is a multi-talented person?
Before we even enter that, let's go ahead and break with this ad real quick.
Like, man, I feel like
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, bro. Childish Gambino.
He's damn near Jamie Foxx, our generation.
Yeah, I would say yes, but he just can't sing like Jamie. Well, I guess Jamie couldn't rap.
Jamie is a better singer than him.
Yeah, but Jamie also can't rap.
Comedy-wise, he's better than comedy.
Childish Gambino better than Jamie Foxx?
On the level? On the level?
Okay, you mean acting comedy? I thought you meant like stand-up.
No, not stand-up. Stand-up, he's terrible.
Yeah. I ain't say he's
terrible. No, like what show was the Community?
Community. He's funny as fuck for Community, bro. Yes. But, yeah, I mean, let's make a conspiracy. Do you think there is some type of connection in between just overly talented people that, like, the world kind of especially makes them talented?
Like we seen some niggas that could have went all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they thought.
Nigga, Master P. That nigga got out the hood in 3 weeks. That nigga got out the hood selling dope, rapping, and playing ball. Nigga, who done did it like
you
that?
You saw a documentary?
Yeah, of course. What?
But I like that nigga so
much.
He put everybody on the world.
As a little kid, I don't want to be signed to No Limit. What? I don't want to be a No Limit soldier. Bro, nigga.
But
what?
Honestly,
there gotta be some type of connection between these people.
I don't think I'm good in creative to like. I can't even paint good. I don't think I'm good. If I could be something in like famous for, I think I'd be a comedian. I think I'm both. I think I'm a solid. I'm not like, I'm gonna make you at lab, but I see funny shit. Like, I go to the store, I'm like, oh, you see the movie?
I'm not gonna lie, but if I can make it famous or something, I'd either be a radio host or an actor. I'd either be like Charlamagne the God or Denzel. You gotta be one or the other.
I don't be Denzel.
I mean, Denzel, like, he do more, but like, radio is just some cool shit. I fuck with radio.
I think I'd be Dave Chappelle.
I could see that.
Dave Chappelle. Bro, you didn't.
I would only want to be Dave Chappelle just like do Dave Chappelle's block party. That's one of the most epic things that I've ever fucking seen, bro.
For a fact, you know the movie by him and her.
Yeah, epic.
They made that script in 30 minutes and delivered it and got the movie made.
That's wild.
Could have been one movie, but you know what movie came out that year?
What?
Fucking Titanic.
Dang.
Yo.
Yeah, Titanic was sweeping niggas, bro. Titanic was getting niggas, bro.
Dumb shit.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've never actually seen the movie.
Yeah, all that work.
It seemed dumb.
I think she held that nigga.
Oh yeah, she played that nigga. He can't fit, bro. What?
She got some dick and the boat went down. She said,
This is a good excuse to get rid of this nigga.
6 years later, she go back where the scene sunk and threw the fucking nigga like that's home.
That don't help. You was out here wasting money. That was a good piece of you could pawn that bitch over a waste of shit.
You think niggas on?
To what?
You think it was niggas on
Titanic? Yeah, that was working.
Oh, they died.
Yeah, they killed the niggas. You thought they were going to let the niggas on the boat? What? You know, they're going to let the niggas on the life raft? Hell no. That was the crew. If they were smart, them niggas would have took the raft while everybody was over here scrambling and shit. They knew where it was. Man. Oh, so, man, this is some scary shit. Have you seen the trailer for the new movie, Antebellum?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, Antebellum?
No.
With Janelle Monáe?
Oh, you talking about they, like, go back to slavery
yes.
and shit? Oh,
man!
Bro, man. That nigga. Bro, you gotta watch Lovecraft Country. Ooh. County, or Country, some shit.
I got to
over. Yes, it's on Showtime. I gotta watch it tonight. But...
Oh wait, I did see that thing. Like, I only watched the two. I saw the trailer for that.
That one with Jordan, is it Jordan?
Yeah, for Antebellum.
Yeah,
it's Jordan Peele. Jordan Peele is bad, bro.
He's a black Stephen King.
Yeah, bro, that'd be cold. Stephen King, he didn't actually do the movies. I say Jordan Peele is a black Steven Spielberg.
Okay, yeah, but Jordan Peele, wait, was this us right? That was the last one came out.
It was us. And Get Out.
It's so many messages, but
us
got some good messages.
That shit was scary for real.
I can't imagine like niggas on the ground, niggas on the ground like look like you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, that's a lot. My nigga, Antebellum. Could you like what would you do in that situation, my nigga?
Go back to fucking slavery.
Yeah, you get kidnapped and you wake up in the middle of a fucking field, bro. You wake up in the middle of Alta Vista Plantation, my nigga.
Oh goddamn, you're gonna take you full of. Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Mexico just as bad, bro.
Jeez.
Your only hope is to, like, hope you can make it out of Oklahoma and live with the Americans.
What's the closest precinct?
Missouri? No, Illinois?
God damn, you fucked.
Nigga,
we'll go to Mexico.
That Illinois is a 15-hour car ride from Texas. From Houston.
It'll take you a good month as well.
Yeah. For me, if I knew what I was doing, like, if I could go back there with my mindset after that, I'll go out west. I'll become a cowboy out in the Wild West. Because slavery wasn't allowed out there. It was just territory. Native American land.
You'd be
house
slave.
Huh?
House slave or outside slave.
You know my black ass haven't been no inside slave. You know my black ass ain't going to be on the inside.
I can't
be
as really niggas.
There's
nothing like that today.
Yeah. Yeah, but Coons, Terry Crews, nigga. What?
Kanye.
Yo.
Kanye
is that nigga, bro. There's no nigga tripping.
Bro, I think the Kardashians are cool.
Ah, for sure.
Why is every black man they date? They get fucked up.
The only nigga, Tiger,
the only Tiger,
Tiger
only that
saved
himself. And Travis.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Travis. Travis and Tiger, the only niggas who made it out there alive.
No.
Lamar Odom, just took his black ass back. That Lamar Odom back with Chloe, bro. Niggas don't learn, bro.
Who else fucked it? I think real fuck.
OJ.
I think OJ.
OJ fucked up Chris.
I think that's Chloe Danny.
Oh, she built like a middle linebacker. Okay, let me stop. On the Creepy Tales podcast, we do not support defaming the body images of women. We do not support that here. I'm sorry for my ignorance. Let's continue. But yeah, that's for sure that girl daddy.
Ain't no, okay. Everybody else look like, she built like an athlete. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she is.
Like,
I can see her playing volleyball.
Yeah,
no
bro.
Cap.
Everybody else
she's
like,
fighting shit down with somebody.
And she, I don't know if they have plastic surgery, but she like, she don't know how to plastic surgery. She look natural.
No, she for sure got plastic surgery.
I mean, like, you know, titties and lip flakes and all that shit. But obviously, she probably got a natural big ass.
Well, the only one who had no damn plastic surgery for real is Kris Jenner. No, not Kris, but what's the Kylie's sister, the other one.
The other one, the one that had the Pepsi commercial.
Yeah. What's her name? Courtney? No. I don't be knowing these girls' names like that, bro.
It's too many of them. All over
there. Yeah. But yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. She ain't had no the Pepsi one. She ain't had no plastic surgery. She's still too petite. So yeah, but what was it talking about? Antebellum. So you get sent back to slavery. What's the first thing you doing? Like you see, like say you in the middle of the field, so like surrounded by, say you see the damn cracker riding around.
Bullshit. I know that I'm not gonna survive. I'm gonna be some that type of shit. I'm gonna kill them white people. I'm gonna
shit.
We're gonna revolt the niggas. We're gonna kill the white
man.
People.
I don't like honestly. I feel like I can outsmart any white person from the 1800s, personally. In the South, I feel like I can outsmart each and every one of them niggas. I would literally just, I would escape. Like, just say, if I went back with my mind that I have right now, I would escape. I would go out west. I would become a cowboy. I always want to do this shit in the normal world. I'm like, fuck it, Bass Reeves did it. He was a cool-ass black cowboy. I could do that shit, too. No cap.
You
want
to run around to the nigga. Fashion.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I might die by a nigga big time. I'll be out in the wall. I'll be free.
You might die from the snake bite.
Yeah, but shit, I'm from the country out here. I'm like, man, I know how to do all this shit now. I know how to avoid a snake. Nigga, I used to catch snakes growing up as a kid with my hands.
Oh, long time
ago. I told y'all country, bro. We used to pull snapping turtles out the murky water barehanded. So I'm like, yay! I can make it in the old west, bro. Boom. I'll be type of nigga in that bitch doing the quick draw competitions and shit. Boy, you don't want my ignorant ass out there. Think about who is this country ass cowboy, bro? And also, if I went back, I wouldn't need my tattoos to go away. Like, if they didn't make slavery, I couldn't go away with my tattoos. Niggas wasn't supposed to know how to read. I got words on my body. Nigga, I couldn't go back, bro.
No,
I got
really
words on my
fuck
body.
Them up because we could read if you go
but,
back.
Nigga, they would kill your ass. I would need to be able to get back without being noticed long enough to be cool. But even then, I'm like, nigga, I got earring holes and shit. I'm like, nigga, I got a nose ring. Like, I got a fade. But niggas didn't have fades back then. They wouldn't know I wasn't supposed to be there. I would need to go back under different conditions. That'd have to change up my image.
But if I wasn't on back, I think, whoa, look how we have our AC. I'm gonna sleep in a shed with other niggas.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I can sleep in a hot ass shit. Like too hot, I'd be pissed. But I'm like, I don't like pillows now. I've had to sleep on the ground before because I'd be camping and shit. I can make it long enough.
I have a theory.
Just to get out.
I have a theory. You know, okay. You know, here too. Y'all show them old ass pictures when she like in the 1900s.
Yeah.
When she went to die.
Uh huh.
You never realize they never show her fucking face. They always show her face, right?
Mm-hmm.
They never show her whole body.
Yeah. Oh, she was little.
Oh no, she had an ass.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she had a booty. They said that's probably one of the reasons they followed her, too. But no, she had AIDS.
I'm
dead. And they found a new picture of her.
They did?
Yes.
They said a nude picture?
Yes.
Nude.
They have a picture of her turning
hold
around
on.
Showing her ass.
Hold on,
I'm
bro.
Telling you, bro.
Nigga,
it's a
creepy
picture.
Creepy Tales podcast getting x-rayed today, nigga. Where Naked Harry Tubman at, bro? Naked Harry Tubman. Excuse this ignorant nigga shit, but I gotta see. I do not care. What? Naked. God damn!
Told you.
Damn, Harry.
She looking back,
God
too.
God damn!
She looking back, too.
Damn, Harry. Nigga, I know she's somebody grandmama. I don't give a fuck. Harry had ass, bro. God damn, Harry. Is this disrespectful?
Yeah, I caught you. If you was like, Harry told me got you. Look, one more time. Let me ask you the question.
I ain't gonna. Harry,
it's
Harry,
double cup.
Harry face a little rough, but she had.
Hey, let me
hey, bro. Man, niggas, the, this, man, it'll be the 1800. Let me ask you a question. 1800 niggas ain't care like that, bro. Yeah, I'll go in there.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
If you was on the railroad, Harry Tubman.
Yeah.
You just, you and her.
I'm taking it down. Oh, yeah.
Fuck Harry Tubman.
Yeah, for sure. Man, no, but I wouldn't.
We stay here in
spot. You stay in the spot for 3 days. But nigga, we fuck around, nigga. That's gonna attract some shit. Nigga, we gonna be loud, bro. I'll be going dumb. I couldn't do this. We get caught. I have to wait, nigga. We fucking freedom. I couldn't count in the woods like that. But damn, Harriet. Damn. Oof. This podcast got real ignorant. I'm like, well, huh? Nigga, you brought the ignorance. I was the goddamn.
Everybody, everybody, everybody. You know I'm ignorant. Come on, man.
Bro, you turn this into some nigga shit. We've been talking about all sorts of scary stories and conspiracy theories. We talk about one conspiracy
this is
theory. We talk about one conspiracy theory and fucking slaves. Nigga, how did we get here, bro? We talked about goddamn OJ being Chloe daddy, 27 Club and Jimi Hendrix, and now we're talking about fucking slaves in the woods while we're escaping to freedom. This is awful, bro. Man, we gotta tie this back around with some good shit. So, is there any old myths or like old stories that you heard like passed down to your family?
Like scary shit?
Yeah, like scary shit, just even in general, just like any type of crazy myths you've heard passed down.
Oh, this shit like death coming too?
Huh?
Death coming too.
What that mean?
Like, I think it's something in my family. I kind of peeped it. Mm. Like, once a baby is born, somebody else die in our family.
Mm.
That shit happens all the time. It's not gonna die, it's gonna happen instantly. It's gonna happen a couple years. Somebody's gonna die. It happens every fucking year.
Hmm. That's interesting.
It's kind of creepy.
I think death
is kind of creepy.
I've always been kind of comfortable with death. I'm like, man, if it happens, it happens. Like, I've always been kind of my perspective on it. Okay, this is some shit from, like, my family in Louisiana be telling me about. You probably heard about it before. This is like, because Kevin Gates talked about it, and that's kind of what got people knowing it mainstream. But the old saying that a man should never eat a woman he's not married to spaghetti. You ever heard that?
Hell no.
So, it really comes from voodoo, but essentially it says that if a woman puts her period blood inside of a red sauce...
Oh, I have heard of this shit.
Yes.
Okay, now they hear this. Yeah, the period blood shit.
Yes, but if a woman puts her period blood inside of a red sauce and has a man eat it, that man will be underneath her control and, like, madly in love with her. So they say a man who's not married to a woman should never eat her red, like, should never eat her spaghetti or, like, red sauce, whatever.
You shouldn't eat a woman's spaghetti that you're not married to?
Yeah, nah, you shouldn't.
What if your wife can't cook?
Like, what you mean? I mean, I can cook, personally. I like, that's that only really bother me.
Women put period bloods?
I mean, that's what the old saying said. They say you should never eat a woman's spaghetti. I personally wouldn't. I'm not going to lie to you. Call me superstitious, whatever you want. But yeah, I never would. Like, nah, I would never eat a woman's spaghetti.
So when your homegirls come over here?
No, fuck no. I mean, we can make something else. Let's make some Alfredo.
Even the MSC, you want to eat the spaghetti in the MSC?
No, honestly, they put meatballs in there already. I don't eat pork. So that's the easy thing.
Oh, man, I did this thing this summer.
What?
I stopped eating pork. I had ham sandwich last week for the first time. This nasty ass.
Man, what, bro? I've been 5 years no pork now. And I remember senior high school, this was like, 3 years ago, man, somebody asked me, he'd been a dick. Nigga gave me a bacon flavored sunflower seed. That was the nastiest shit, bro. Bro, like, once you stop eating pork for a long time, you can't stomach that shit no more. It get hard, bro.
Yeah, for real,
but your body adjusts really quick to not eating that shit. That's why it's not good for you.
I was only like on chicken. Well, more like chicken. I was eating like more chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken is... you feel kind of more. I feel like this shit, like, whatever in your body is what you are.
Yeah, for sure. Like, but whenever I was a vegetarian, that was the most alive I ever felt.
I can do it.
It's like, it's not that hard. I'm about to go vegetarian again soon. But I've been eating chicken and turkey, like, this year. But I haven't had pork or beef in 5 years, though. And, like, you could really feel the difference. I'm not going to lie.
Question.
What?
Oh. supposed to be scary stories, right?
Yeah, it can. Scary stories, conspiracy theories.
Oh, conspiracy. You know that what other country was that? They had the large explosion on that port.
You know what?
The large explosion happening in the Middle East. What's that country name?
I don't know.
You saw the explosion though. That shit blew up.
I ain't been on social media in a second.
Bro, let me show you this. You ain't not gonna believe this shit.
Was it Syria?
Somewhere over there. We're gonna say yeah, it happened in the Middle East. So this shit blew up, right? Mm-hmm. You ever seen the video?
Nah.
Show you the video.
Watch, this is my damn Twitter headlines.
That's happened a while back.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Middle East, do you think George Bush did 9/11?
No, fuck. I think no human can actually do that shit.
Bro. Man, stop. Stop the cap, bro. Stop the cap, bro. Nigga, George Bush did 9/11. David. Bro, don't do that.
No. You tell me a man purposely killed all the people on purpose?
Yes. No. To start the war in the Middle East for the oil trade.
They already getting oil already.
But they was getting charged much for it because literally during that time, Afghanistan said they was raising the oil prices on America, and American businesses was like, yo, like we ain't trying to pay all that shit. And then because of that, and because George Bush family like owns half the oil trade in Texas, like it would make sense for him to start a war that would benefit his family's income. So they go in there to take control of the oil, and then fucking, that's like, it's cheaper for Americans after that.
All right,
it only makes sense. Hell yeah.
Okay. This happened in Beirut. I know it. Beirut.
Oh, yeah, Beirut.
This is the video.
I did see that on Twitter. Oh, fuck, it's on. Somebody copyrighted. Damn. But it's just like the goddamn nuclear explosion.
People think that they sent the missile hit that.
They said, huh?
Because the country already, like, somebody, they thinking that a missile hit that shit on purpose.
I can see.
They saying the country already, like, the country's very corrupt.
Yeah.
They think that somebody did the shit.
It's Beirut, Lebanon?
Yeah. It's close to all the, all the religious, the birth of Christ all started in countries.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. I ain't like.
It's so fucked up people in the world. I think somebody.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, bro. You already know. I've been trying to start doing this much. Y'all, I've been talking about shit about white people on this show. But if somebody tell me any government in the world did some foul shit, I'll believe it. Because they have a history of doing it. Like, every single world, major world government has a history of doing something fucked up to somebody else.
You know what country
and I believe fucked anything. What?
Africa.
You said, well, what continent is fucked up the most?
Because of people, white people.
Oh, yeah, but colonization is the worst thing to ever happen to Africans. World history.
And Indians.
Yes.
And all the other people.
Nigga, the world. Shit. Nigga, South America is fucked up now. North America fucked up now. Africa's fucked up now. They went through. They just hold the fuck out of India and Pakistan. They just hold a lot of the world. Nigga, Southeastern Asia is entirely fucking different. Like, there's no reason why why Singapore should mainly speak English. Like, I'm like, nigga, what is that, bro?
Too, bro. Like,
Australia? Nigga, they literally exterminated almost an entire group of people behind fucking colonization. Like, why are there barely any aboriginals left in a continent that was full of them motherfuckers for thousands of years?
What three main races you feel like got fucked the most? I mean, of course, black people. We got, they don't fuck us the most.
Black people, Asians, and Australian people. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, that's really, like, that's the races. Every race besides white people.
White people are really fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, some good people.
I mean, I think there are good individuals, but for the fact that black people continue to be labeled as a race in these police killings and just in the way that shit happens in the country and they hold all of us to a racial standard, I'm going to continue that shit for white people. White people are fucked up.
Yes. Especially this summer. Seeing that shit. All this shit happening this summer. White people.
But I mean, like, nigga, all this shit been happening. Like,
bro.
This shit ain't new.
We went coming down here from school, right?
Yeah.
We traveled. We was talking at a gas station. This lady literally bumped my mom on purpose to knock up her soul. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm like, motherfuckers just rule, bro.
And we get too much shit for this country.
That's what I'm saying.
We get way too much shit.
I'm like, man, like, my family has fought for this country. Nigga, my family has built shit for this country. My family built up this motherfucking country, bro, and y'all niggas still sitting treat us like shit, man. That shit ain't alright. And the fucked up thing is, people talking about, are we gonna move up, nigga? Most of the world don't fuck with black people, so it don't really matter. Oh, God. I ain't gonna say especially, but.
I mean, the videos you see over there.
Huh?
The videos and experience of people.
I mean, yeah, like, China, like, black people got it bad in China, but I ain't even say, I ain't gonna, like, say it's even one country, but it's all over the world, nigga. It's hard to go to parts of Africa and get fucking respect as a black person, because goddamn colonization is still so goddamn embedded in there. Like, there's no reason why African people should be bleaching themselves to match a European beauty standard. Like, nigga, colonization has had the worst fucking effect on the world. Like, shit don't make no sense. Africa's the most mineral-rich country in the world, and yet has a majority of the world's poorest countries.
The dumbest shit was when they were like, oh, when we get the vaccine, we're going to test the Africans first.
Shit bad in Italy, and y'all niggas want to test the shit on Africans. Take a show, trying to take a show with Italy, bro.
Really, this pandemic shit is so how fucking immature our fucking country.
We the fake ass. We're like
we're a nigga that wears a fake Gucci belt.
Yes, exactly.
Don't talk to us.
This nigga fucked up everything. I blame him for the pandemic being so damn bad in America. That's what I'm blaming. I'm blaming no other person. Well, Greg Abbott did fuck us.
Oh, yeah. Greg Abbott fucked Texas, bro. I'm like, nigga, if we had just shut this bitch down for real, the numbers would have never jumped as bad as they are. And now, fucking Houston, the worst city in America.
I'm going to say something real messed up.
What?
I think them protests, bro.
I mean, it did, but
say, I'm not going to say,
I'm not going to say the protest should not have happened, but yes. Yeah. Like, yes, innately, protesting without masks for all them people. Yes, it did. It didn't help in the middle of a pandemic, but same time it had to happen. So yeah, but I mean that kind of is what it is. But on that note, that is gonna wrap up today's episode of the Creepy Tales podcast. I want to thank you for being on here today, David. You want to shout out to socials or anything? y'all know, new episodes coming every single week. We're going to catch y'all on the next one, and we out.